Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. A good Wednesday afternoon.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Mike,
happened to that?
They need to bring back those ads.
That was fun.
Guess what day it is?
Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. Home.
Great commercial.
It was a great commercial. I think we still have it in the system.
It's so good.
I know I recorded it years and years ago when it first came out. And we were laughing, thought it was so funny. Because it was.
Why do they bring back shows and movies that weren't any good, but they don't bring back commercials that worked?
Like Mikey Likes Everything?
Eh.
Waza!
Oh, God, I hated that commercial.
But it worked.
Where's the beef?
Somebody deleted our Hump Day commercial.
Speaking of where's the beef, could we talk a little bit about McDonald's? It's one dead and how many sick, Dan?
One dead, an older man in Colorado, and at least 49 total.
49.
And why are they
one in Kansas? Why are
they
God?
Why are they thinking it's only Quarter Pounder related?
Well, because of the ingredients, they're focusing in on the slivered onions that they use on the Quarter Pounder, and they're also looking at the Quarter Pounder beef patties. And also focusing in on a distributor or supplier.
They really don't know, but you do know when you get like a little cheeseburger or hamburger, the onions are little tiny squares.
Well, with the Quarter Pounder, the onions and the patty are specific to
that.
The Quarter Pounder. They're not used.
Well, at least that helps them. I hate to say this.
Items.
At least that helps them narrow it down to that burger, which then you can help narrow down to what ingredients in it.
So they've removed the Quarter Pounder from restaurants in Kansas and in some portions of Missouri and Nebraska.
They have. Like
and Iowa.
I can't believe they haven't removed them everywhere until they figured out.
So I can still get my Big Mac?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not affected.
Man. Yeah.
There's another one. What about the Real Men of Genius with Bud Light?
Oh, of course.
Those were great.
Some of the greatest commercials ever. Ever.
Otani's 50-50 ball has been auctioned off.
Remember,
this was controversial because there was a kid, a 17-year-old, who was at the game for his birthday.
Oh, that made
who
me
said
so mad.
He ripped it out of my hands.
The older man did rip it directly out of that kid's hands.
And that lawsuit is still being
pending.
Played out.
Yeah, I wouldn't go cashing this check just yet. Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run ball has sold at auction for nearly $4.4 million, a record price not just for a baseball, but for any ball in any sport.
Wow.
Ohtani became the first player in baseball history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a season, reaching the milestone on September 19th when the LA Dodgers star hit his second of three homers against the Marlins. Started with a starting bid of $500,000, went up to $4.4 million.
Wow.
Do you remember what they offered him to take the ball back at the stadium?
$300,000, wasn't it?
It was.
Good on him
Looks
for
like
waiting, but
now.
I also think he's a thief, and I hope that the kid wins the lawsuit.
It doesn't say in here whether or not the money is going to be put on hold until the lawsuit is handled.
Oh, I think it's going to go ahead and pay out because possession is whatever, 9/10 of the law.
I understand, but this possession is being contested. Sorry.
And it's not even, we don't even have to discuss it. The entire incident is caught on tape. He rips the ball out of the kid's hand.
Understand that. But if this guy is currently the lawful owner of the ball until or unless this lawsuit finds otherwise, They should put this money on hold in a bank, in an escrow account or something.
Well, if I were him, I would go and, well, no.
Now, I know what you were going to say.
Leave the country.
I'd go and spend it real quick.
Put it in a Swiss bank account somewhere.
But what if you lost the lawsuit?
You got an RV and a truck now, buddy.
Right.
I already spent the cash.
All right, so I looked this up during the break. Is it illegal to leave your garage door open routinely in the state of Kansas? The answer is no, but it is not recommended.
I know my rights.
For a number of reasons.
Why would
Scott.
It be illegal?
Because it just creates more work for police. You're basically saying, come on in, rob me, or kill me.
Well, somebody on the text line says, in Scott's defense, this is a very common thing in Western Australia.
Are we in the business now of regulating when people can and cannot open doors
it's
on homes that they own?
Silly that you over and you, this was your stated reason that you believe a garage door,
which by the way is being argued on the text line, some people
has
say it's
a,
much like, more
a shelf life of a certain number of opens and shuts.
I will say the reason is pretty dumb,
and because of that, Scott's like, better leave my garage door up. I'm running out of shuts and opens.
Well, here's you want another reason? Sometimes I like to, during the morning, put my flip-flops on and go walk around in the yard.
Okay, let me ask you something. Your toilet probably has a finite number of flushes before you need to replace the flusher mechanism in your toilet.
The flapper.
Do you just let everything float in there for days on end because you're saving up on flushes?
No.
Then
if it's
why?
Yellow, let it mellow.
I have never heard this argument for leaving a garage door open ever.
I just like it open so I can come and go as I please.
You can come and go as you please with it shut.
But my shoes are in the garage.
What does that have to do with anything?
Every time I want to go. So you're saying I should close the garage door. And then if I want to go walk around in the yard or do yard work or whatever, go out through the front door. Then I have to go to the garage, get my shoes, go because you know I'm not going to wear them in the house.
Carry them to the front door.
Why can't you just come out the garage door, put your shoes on and open the garage door because that's one more open and you've opened it column.
See, I know that this is make fun of Scott Day.
I'm not making fun of you. The logic here makes no sense whatsoever. Think of all of the products you use in your house. And if you applied that logic to that product, like your refrigerator, I'm not going to open it today because there's only so many opens and shuts that I get before that light goes out.
That's flawed logic.
It is just bizarre logic.
All right. I'm sorry that my logic has offended you.
You are very offended by this.
If you had a side, not street-facing garage door, it would still bother me that you're doing this. But anyone who has a street side-facing garage door that leaves that garage door up, it's like, do you leave your keys in the car with it running just because it's more convenient?
No.
Are you more upset about this than I was about ellipses yesterday?
I think I am. I want you to change your behavior because I worry that someone is going to drive by and be like, don't mind if I do.
Is there an onion here that's worth unpeeling?
Do you have your garage door opener in your car?
Yes.
That's the other reason you don't leave your garage door up. Someone's going to come and take the opener.
It's locked. I locked the car in the garage.
You drive a Kia. My 5-year-old could have broken into that car.
That's not true. You don't understand the problem with my car. You don't just break into a Kia. They're easy to start once you're in, but you have to break into the car first like you would break into any other car.
I forgot until the phones are ringing and we are taking these calls. I forgot until just now that he drives the most stolen car in the history of the universe.
No, I don't.
Leaves your garage. Just why?
Because I want to be a victim.
That's what I think it is. Just say it. You want to be home invaded.
We have some seriously dumb arguments on this program, and this might be the pinnacle.
I think you need somebody like Scott in your neighborhood who will go around in his robe and check not only your hoses.
He trespasses
your garage doors
on his neighbor's property to unhook the hose.
Quote, and they're welcome.
Just in case the pipes freeze. But he won't shut his garage door, and he owns a Kia. I just don't understand.
Well, what he's doing is he's having his house go commando. Just like him, you know.
All right.
Let the breeze flow through.
You only get so many opens and shuts, Dan, in this life. We have to preserve them.
I only get so many friends in this life, and I'm about three down now. 913-586-7798.
I was defending you.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude? Dude, where's my car?
It's one of y'all's days tomorrow. Tell you right now.
It was mine on Monday.
And, I'm sorry.
And,
that was so funny.
Ann in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello,
hey,
Ann. Hi.
So I'm going to totally take Dana's side on this, and I'm sorry. But, you know, with the garage door thing, the more that people leave their garage doors open, the more it kind of invites thefts in the neighborhood, because the people who are scouring the neighborhoods are looking for easy access. And having your garage door open, even if you lock the door into your home and lock the doors in your car, they're still able to get into your garage. And, you know, just like in your driveway, they could break a window and get the garage door opener and get the keys to the house. And it's just a good idea. I feel like, and kind of courteous to your neighbors as well, to close the garage door when you're not.
Well, and with respect, I'm not trying to argue with you, but I would argue that I am being courteous to my neighbors, because if there is a ne'er-do-well in the neighborhood, they're going to come into my home and not theirs. I'm protecting my neighbors.
Well, in my neighborhood, we have quite a few neighbors who leave their garage doors open, and we have actually had people who've tried to break into my home, and I don't leave my garage door open. I'm a single parent with two teenage children and don't own a gun. So I also don't have a way to protect myself and live in the city of Kansas City, where we all know the police response times aren't great. So, yeah, it's just, I think it's just kind of a courtesy, especially when people are getting all over social media complaining about all these break-ins and things. And, you know,
well, so. And I'll be honest, I bought the Kia in hopes that they would steal that and not my neighbor's cars. I deserve more Christmas cards than I get every year from them.
Except for you bought the Kia before the Kia.
I'm trying to think, Sam, of another product where legitimately, you know, there was a very famous Seinfeld episode about this, where Elaine liked a certain product that was an adult product, a contraceptive product, that was going out of stock, out of business.
Okay.
And the episode about Seinfeld is all about her stockpiling those items.
Acquiring them.
Yes, because there were only so many uses left. And then once they're gone because this very popular brand has stopped making these things. That is your, essentially your argument with the garage door, that because there are only so many uses, you have chosen to not use it the way most of us would, to spread out the number of repairs you have to make with, and by the way, overhead door is a client of mine, shameless plug.
Renter's a client of mine.
I want to say over the years.
Are we client battling?
Yes, mm-hmm. We are. I have had to fix that spring once. I want to, maybe once.
I had to replace the spring one time. It popped off, and you don't dare try to put those on yourself.
No.
Because
those are.
They're very tightly wound, and if you don't know what you're doing, you could literally rip your own face off.
I have done it myself, okay. And it was very scary.
Yes. And I wasn't talking about the springs. I had heard, and by the way, a guy from Renters was texting me saying, no, it's way more than 6,000. So
you know there's a lab somewhere where they've tested this. 6,001. There it goes! It's 6,002.
Somebody's been listening to the Renter commercials.
From the text line, Scott, I've seen what you drive. Go ahead and leave that door open. Nobody wants it. Seriously, man.
Also from the text line, when you use your remote start, make sure the garage door is open.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
I said it parked outside of your already opened garage.
Amen.
Jill in Western Shawnee.
Hi, Scott. Dana.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, we've left our garage door open before, not on purpose, but the police come to our house and knock on our door and tell us it's open.
At night or during the day?
No, in the middle of the night.
Sure. Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
That scares me to death.
Had that three or four times since we've lived here.
Really? Okay. I have never done that.
Jill, this is for you and Scott. Statistically, and it goes against what everyone probably thinks about the burglary, you are more likely to be burglarized during the day than you are in the movies in the dark of night.
Agreed.
That is a fact.
I don't leave mine open during the day either.
Right. I'm just saying,
but
like,
you, but you leave it up during the night, so don't try to.
But Scott,
beat me at
no,
this.
No, we don't.
But Scott,
no, don't.
You would agree at night you would be uncomfortable leaving your garage door wide open.
So I have a routine. I know this is going to come as a shock to you, because I have a routine before I go to work, and there is a routine, and I am very OCD about this.
Yeah.
Before we go to bed, and I start with the door leading out to the garage, and I will open it, even though I know it's down. It's been down since I got home from work. I will unlock the door, look into the garage. I will even wave my hand to turn on the lights. I go down, 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 down. I close the door, lock it, and then I go through the rest of my routine through the kitchen, mm-hmm. make sure every door is locked, and then I go upstairs.
But at night, if you're uncomfortable with the garage door up, this is what I'm trying to say to you. Statistically, you are more likely to be burglarized during the day.
Oh, sure.
It's just, I think we all have this because of the movies in Hollywood. You think bad things are going to happen at night.
Yeah, when thieves have certain, to sleep too.
When, with certain property crimes, it's much more likely that they are out thieving and criming during the afternoon hours.
Let me ask you to insert into your head mm-hmm. a criminal's mind,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you were working the neighborhood, right. trying to figure out which house you're going to break into during the day.
Right.
Would you break into one that you may have, I don't know, scouted for the last week or so and know that these people leave in the morning at 7:30? Or would you go in through the garage where there are still two cars parked in the garage, not knowing what's on the other side of that door?
Now, this Blue Spring story, they did walk into the open garage door and steal out of two cars that were parked in the garage.
I know.
Do I check the stove at night? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Sean in Warrensburg, hello.
I shall defend you, Scott. I will be your Huckleberry.
Thank you.
Because not only do you have those cogs and the chain, let's not forget the chain.
Of course.
And the spring. You know, if that thing breaks and your car is inside, forget coming to work and hosting Kansas City's number one talk show. And some people like to leave the door open so it increases ventilation. Now, Scott, invite you. When you keep I've got like a screen door on my home into the garage door, so I can leave my garage door open, and that increases the circulation. You know, summer, it gets hot, you know, it draws the cool air in.
And Sean, let me add one more thing to this conversation, if I could. What's the point of a storm door on your front door?
I'm not a fan. I have never had one.
That's not what I asked.
I don't think they look good, and they don't serve much purpose to me.
But what is the point?
Of the storm door?
It's not to protect your front door from a storm.
No, our grandparents all had them. That's why.
Because you leave the front door open, and you just have a glass door so you can see out to the front.
Or people can see in.
That's correct.
Why would you want people to be able to see into your house?
Then why do storm doors sell?
I agree with you when it comes to that logic. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
How do you guys get through the day in so much fear?
I'm not in fear. I leave my garage door up.
I support that. I support leaving the front door open. Live your life.
You've lost your mind. I'm not saying you don't live your life, Sam, or you live your life, you know, fearless. I would
locked
like to
up in your house with all the lights off.
But I also wouldn't walk down the street naked at noon just because I can. I, you know, there's certain things that
you should try it. It's actually free.
Why not? What?
Everybody's doing it these days.
Wasn't the best analogy. Remember that Topeka guy?
Yes.
Just roamed around naked. The police were like, we looked at the law.
Just daring you.
There is nothing we can do. He's not trying to titillate.
Okay.
You're allowed to walk around naked if you're... I'm sorry.
Word.
That's the rule. We ask police.
It's in the law.
It is.
It is in the law.
He was a nudist. You're allowed to be a nudist.
913-58... You shouldn't be, but you're allowed to be.
Live your life.
Sir... 913-586-7798.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
An update on a story I believe we brought you yesterday or Monday, but it was earlier this week. The update comes to you from Channel 9. A Kansas City grandson is now trying to give his grandfather a proper funeral after grandpa's body has stayed at the funeral home for months. Quoting here from Noah Freeman, who is the grandson of Charles Freeman, he was my last blood grandfather left. Charles Freeman's body has been at Hardy's Eternal Rest Funeral Home since July. Noah says he's reached out to the funeral home after the funeral home says none of Mr. Freeman's family returned their calls. Said Noah, all my leadership of the elders are disappearing, and I want to make sure that we at least honor his legacy in the character of who he was to make sure that his legacy lasts long.
And let's be honest. You and I have talked about this. I want to be cremated. I don't... You know,
oh, yeah, me too.
But I think most people would be uncomfortable with the idea after death. You're just on a slab somewhere in someone's refrigerator with nowhere to go. If you ask most people, there are some people who say, I'm dead. I don't care. Don't you think most people would be extraordinarily uncomfortable with just the thought? It just seems
just sitting in a morgue.
Yeah, it just seems disrespectful is not the right word. What's the word I'm looking for,
Forgotten.
Sam? Yeah. Yeah. It's sad.
I don't want to sit on a slab.
So I'm hoping the grandson, you know, good for him for stepping in and doing the right thing.
He has set up a GoFundMe page. You can find that on Channel 9's website. They've got a link to it in hopes of giving his grandfather a true final goodbye. Mm-hmm. Noah believes issues with insurance and a power of attorney have delayed efforts for family members to organize.
Possible.
He says, I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody, but it's hard out here for everybody. But it's so frustrating where we have mishandling and things just not go well when he was such a good man. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a fine young man, Mr. Noah. Starbucks shares dropped today after the company warned its inflation-battered customers are cutting back on its pricey coffee. Even as its new CEO, Brian Nickel, begins a turnaround bid. The Seattle-based coffee giant released preliminary results for the latest quarter, revealing its same-store sales dropped 7% in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Its steepest decline since the pandemic. Don't feel too sorry for him, though. Preliminary sales fell to $9.1 billion in the quarter.
Well, he's got to pay for the jet flight back and forth from his office to his southern L.A. mansion.
I'd forgotten about that. Give me a break.
Twice a day.
It's actually a Northern California mansion right outside of San Francisco, I believe. Am I wrong?
I don't really care where the mansion is. He takes two jet flights a day.
That is correct.
That's what I care about.
He flies into Seattle, where he keeps his office, but he lives in California.
But they do use reusable.
Yeah,
and right. They tell you cups. To use the reusable stuff.
Watch. I mean,
if Starbucks launches a global warming, combat global warming initiative, I'm out.
No, they already have. That's why they use the paper cups. It's good for the environment, so that we can fly our jet twice a day.
Yeah. How does one ever? You know, I think the guy's in his 40s. I mean, maybe I just didn't pay enough attention
in
when
college.
I was a kid. You know, how is it that I can't remember what company I was looking at, but some guy got promoted and it was some news story and got promoted to some bigwig position. And I looked at him and for the first time in my life, I'm like, damn, he's younger than me. And I'm thinking to myself, we're all in the same business too.
Yeah.
It was in the media business.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, did I fall asleep in Professor Volek's class
no,
one too many times?
You can sort of see in our business how you, and some of it's luck, some of it's timing, some of it's you have great age and all of those things. But in the CEO world, how you rise to that level by age 40 is beyond my comprehension.
You don't typically start out poor.
Well, you're probably right, Sam. But and how, with a straight face, you ask for a salary, an annual salary of like $220 million?
You know why? Because that is, everything has a going market rate. A head of lettuce, there is a going market rate for a head of lettuce,
right?
Just like there is a going market rate for the CEO of the world's, you know, top 100 most recognizable companies.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do. I'll do that CEO gig at Starbucks for half the price.
Okay. Drive your own Kia.
I will drive my Kia to Seattle, where I will buy an apartment downtown near the headquarters. And then you know how we're going to increase our sales? We're going to lower our prices. Because that coffee, I haven't been to a Starbucks, and I can't remember the last time. It's too damned expensive.
Well, and Scott, you missed a big aspect there. Not only did he request an income of $220 million a year, which is an arbitrary number. We don't know what he makes. He also demanded that they fly him on a private jet to and from work every day.
I will tell you this. I know he really, it's like the ellipses and me with that garage door.
Yeah, I know.
I have started maybe once a week. I will treat myself to a mom and pop coffee shop around from where I live. And I love it. About once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. I have not been to Starbucks in quite a while because it was a habit that I wanted to break, and I think I've been pretty successful at doing it. But
the mom and pops are better.
The mom and pops are better.
They're still $6-7 for that cup of coffee.
It's $5, and I tip $1. Well, that's $6.
That is $6. That would be the $6 or $7 range.
It feels better when it's a mom and pop.
It does feel better when you're spending money, not at some corporate giant
right. That
doesn't need the money and flies their CEO around. Sam, I just saved you the trouble. When you spend it at a mom and pop, you feel better about yourself.
It feels better.
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't do it that often. All right, listen to this. A famous surfer, God bless her, 36-year-old, she's absolutely stunning, has passed away after a freak accident surfing in Indonesia. Mm. Her name, I think you pronounce it Gaila Manfrini, has died at the age of 36. Mm. Awave Travel, a travel agency company that she co-founded, confirmed the news over the weekend. It is with deepest sadness that we announce the passing of Gaila Manfrini, one of our Traveler's co-founders. She suffered a freak accident while surfing in a remote area of Indonesia when she somehow was attacked or impaled by a swordfish.
Oh, did not see that one. Neither did she. But
the brave efforts of her partner, local resort staff, and doctors, despite all of that, she could not be saved. But, quote, she died doing what she loved in a place she loved.
How do you get impaled by a swordfish?
I need you to look this up, Sam, because of all the things. But you remember, what's his name? The Australian zoo guy.
The Crocodile Dundee, but it's not him.
The stingray jumped up out of nowhere and the barb went into his heart.
Whipped his barb around and hit him right in the...
I think of his name. Bindi's his daughter's name.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
The text line will explode with it.
Was he the Crocodile Hunter? Is that what he went by?
Steve Irwin?
Yeah, yes. That's it, Steve Irwin.
The information we received from the head of Southwest something district was that some sort of accident occurred while surfing. Unexpectedly, a swordfish jumped toward her, struck her right in the chest. Exactly what happened to Crocodile Dundee guy with the stingray.
Stingray, yeah.
She is the first documented death by swordfish.
It would have to be. My God.
There have been a few reports of swordfish attacking humans, but none of those were deadly. This, I don't think, was an attack either. I think it was just...
No, I think it jumped out of the water, probably spooked her. She fell off her surfboard and flew right into him.
Very bad timing.
Huh. My goodness. American Airlines has agreed to a record $50 million settlement with the U.S. Department of Transportation for violating laws that protect airline passengers with disabilities.
Oh.
Yep. In an investigation into the carrier, the Transportation Department said it uncovered numerous infractions, including cases of American Airlines providing unsafe physical assistance to passengers who needed help.
These are the people that need wheelchair assistance, Scott,
mm-hmm.
who were basically carried up and down the aisles. We've heard of these stories.
The airline came under public fire over a 2023 video that showed crew members mishandling a passenger's wheelchair.
Yep. And God, they're expensive.
Wheelchairs are?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know that. One person said they treated me like baggage.
Remember there was a local wheelchair athlete. Do you remember this, Sam? Young woman.
I remember her.
I do. Yep.
Who flew from point A to point B, and when she got to point B, they had either destroyed or lost her wheelchair.
And she was it was a wheelchair for the Paralympics
or something.
Yeah. I think she flew from here to Nashville, if memory serves me right.
And we had, I think she called in because what she said was, we want a change in policy. We want better policies to protect the equipment that I need. That is my leg, she said, that I need to get from point A to point B.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. This song, by the way, when you're ready to feel old, those of you who grew up in the 80s, this song turns 40 next year. CBS News, we were just talking about Starbucks quarter losses. Boeing reported a massive third quarter loss of more than $6 billion as the airplane manufacturer was dragged down by a strike and billions in charges tied to its commercial aircraft and defense programs.
Not to mention the door.
I was going to say, are they completely ignoring all of the massive issues that we've had with Boeing planes?
Boeing's loss comes as the company is struggling to right itself after manufacturing problems and multiple federal investigations following a mid-air panel blowout in January. And in September, 33,000 of its machinists went on strike after failing to agree on a contract shutting assembly plants in Seattle. I thought that strike only lasted like 5 days. I know it's a big deal. And maybe that wasn't. Maybe it was a different strike. I can't recall.
Boeing's had a lot of problems, especially with all of the whistleblowers coming out who have not been able to testify.
Oh, you mean because they're dead?
Well, they are.
Well, there were two
who tried to testify.
Two more than there should be.
Two fewer than there were.
Speaking of Boeing, I'm not laughing at their deaths. I'm chuckling at the irony that they were whistleblowers and now they're gone. They're not with us anymore. The U.S. Space Force is tracking debris in space after a satellite manufactured by Boeing exploded for no reason earlier this week.
Good God.
Oh, we forgot about the Starliner getting stuck at the space station straining two astronauts.
The stranded astronaut!
That'll also lower your stock prices.
That's right. I forgot about that.
By the way, are they still stranded?
Yes, till February. I think they come home mid-February.
I mean, at this point, you might as well just stay.
Well, I don't think that's good for your body.
Well, I would agree.
And they probably got family down here on Earth that they would like to see again. How heartless of you, Sam.
Sorry.
The Intelsat 33 satellite, which launched in 2016 and provides communications across Europe, Asia, and Africa, experienced an anomaly on Saturday. Attempts were made to work with Boeing and repair the satellite, but on Monday, the U.S. Space Force confirmed that the satellite exploded. The satellite's breakup left some customers without power or communications services. The U.S. Space Force is now tracking about 20 pieces of the satellite through space.
Did you say yesterday, I was a little bit deep diving into this last night, that Elon Musk has come up with what he says is like an alien craft that will, you know how when pilots see something that's unidentified and they know that it's something that we could not build with the resources that we have on Earth currently, right?
Okay.
He is apparently building something that will do those zoom, 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 zoom things. Yes, Dan, yes. And that made me wonder if Elon Musk now says he can build this and here's how we're going to do it. Then didn't somebody else just already build it? And it's not a UFO.
Possible.
Does that make sense?
It's possible.
It's just like Russia or China, and we just didn't know it.
Is it also not true that he didn't find or found Tesla Motors, that it was two other guys, and he ended up either forcing or buying them out?
He also bought SpaceX.
That's true.
It is a UFO fighter jet that he claims defies the laws of physics. The jet is said to be capable of hypersonic speeds, advanced camouflage, and microwave weaponry.
Oh, so the jets in Top Gun Maverick weren't fake.
What's microwave weaponry?
I love how Hollywood tells us what's
really weaponized microwave
going on.
Is that on high?
Turn the power to 8.
Musk's revelation has sparked debate about the implications for national security, you think? And how he was able to create such a sophisticated machine without the public's knowledge.
Well, did he create it or did somebody he pays create it? He gets a lot of credit for stuff he doesn't do. If I may be so bold.
I want to know more about the microwave weaponry. Put down your microwave, sir!
I don't think you want
Stop!
It's a good way to reheat your tea.
It is a good way. Just let it cool a little bit. It'll burn your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way.
Hot
In
pockets.
2 minutes. Hot pockets. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name's Scott here
on
KMBC.
Burn your mouth on microwave weaponry.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.